first talk of her comes very different. But my mother was so sad. When I see people getting frustrated, I see people getting dead on themselves because they expect to be ready to die. And that's how we started out with that baby, the noblest of babies. We didn't do that well. The Lord said he'll bring the time to die. He said he'll bring the time. Don't worry about the time that you want. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. is so different, right? You love your wife, love your mother, love your siblings, but there is nothing. There is nothing. My wife, she can think for herself. If something comes after, I'm going after the baby. She can stay with the baby. But if somebody will come after the baby, look what she has to make it for us. Intensity that you've never known before. Like it awakens something in you that you didn't know. Not asking according to his will, that his mind never be filled with perversion, that he will never face spirit of God, so that he will be spirit of lust, that he will always have a pure heart before him, and that he will always be ready to do it. But like this trade over that child, and I'm so still with him, but this is the mind that he will be filled with him, and that's why it takes worship. In the Lord, and he increases his gift in the Lord. No, you're not obligated. That's not going to bring you good success in life. That's not what I can plan for you. And you want to make a difference. As much as you're expecting that baby, you're so excited to see this baby when she comes and pull her and want nine more of them. Excited you are about that. Okay. We'll slow down a little bit. But there's excited with you. He's more excited about you. He's more excited about you. What is he doing? He has no limitations. Women, we have the women's Christmas party this Saturday. Woohoo! I sent Alyssa a text to the family. Looks like over 30 for this moment. I'm excited. We're going to have a great time. Amen. We're going to have a great time. So don't forget, it's at the 4 B.C. It's from 1 to 5, 4 B.C. And it's the side armory. Correct? So 1 to 5. So don't miss it. If you, like Amber said, she has a 4. It's like the armory here. You know, it's not like that. There's a little building connected to the armory. That's the 4 B.C. What is going on here? All my exes live in Texas and now being a you all need to pray for me. I'm not playing with you. This man, when he is not studying, I don't know how much more I can take. It's the Hallmark movie, Christmas movie channel. 24/7. Man! Yes. I got no help from that. Yep. What else do we have going on? We have Christmas Eve service. Oh, wait a minute. Before Christmas Eve service, we have the children here on Sunday. The second service on Sunday, we have our children's program, which I'm super excited about. And I said, those two compete in my head for the best service. I just love to have our children come up here and proclaim the gospel and what they do. And that's exactly what they do. So I'm excited for that. And then on the 24th, obviously, is Christmas Eve. So we're going to have our Christmas Eve service at 6:30. We have a couple people, we have one couple people, a few people that's going to be joining and doing specials. That night is going to be an amazing night. And we're going to do it. Thank you.
great value in who you are. And I want you to understand that God has chosen you. Therefore, God wants to take care of your life. And I want you to understand something. That as a child of God, you literally get to the point to where the devil does not have power to destroy you or rule you unless you put yourself in a position to give him authority over you. And I want you to understand something else. That God says that he knows the thoughts he has for us. Good thoughts, not of evil, to bring us to an expected end. So God does not plan destruction. God does not plan poverty. God does not plan disappointment for us. And I want you to understand something, that we have to be aware of the fact that oftentimes we struggle because we are living below God's expectations, or we don't keep our life in the order that God has given us the right to keep it in. Well, hallelujah, I thought we'd be shouting. But even if we don't shout, we're going to keep pressing through this word, amen? I want you to know something, that the Bible says this to us in John chapter 10. And this is a favorite scripture of mine, but I'm going to preach to you just a little bit differently out of it, because the Lord is speaking to people and letting them know that he is the door, he's the way, he has come, that we can be blessed, we can be empowered, we can be saved. And he says that I am the door, by me if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. That means that he should go and move all within the kingdom of God and find purpose and blessing and provision. And the Lord says this, he says, the thief, meaning Satan, cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Now we know that the Bible says that the wages of sin are death, amen? But I want to pick up on something here, because the order of how the word is written is never a mistake. So we see that it says that the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And you would think that death is the most serious possible thing you could do, right? So we would wonder why that's not third and final. But no, let me tell you something. First, he wants to steal. And what he's most interested in stealing is your identity, your confidence, your faith, your belief that God loves you, and your belief that God could give you great purposes. That's what he's trying to steal. Listen, there are many wealthy, wicked people out there that are going to burn and bust hell wide open. In fact, the doors are going to be open wider than ever for some of the people that are living their life in an ungodly way. And they might be some of the wealthiest people in the world. They may look like they're blessed, but they're headed for an eternity without God. So the devil is not interested in stealing money and those types of things. The only reason why he wants you broke, busted, and disgusted is so that he can try to crush you. That's what his goal is. Because here is the other thing, when it says that he comes to steal, and then he comes to kill. Remember, the wages of sin is death. But I want you to understand something. Death is not always just in our physical body. Divorce causes death to men. Addictions and stuff like that can cause a death to come on God-given jobs and things that we have. You know, I was just reading how they said that anymore, heroin especially, is not a poor man's drug. And I just read this report where doctors and nurses and lawyers and teachers and all kinds of people have lost not just their position in their job, but many of them, their life, because they got on heroin. And I want you to understand something, that God wants you to know that when the devil comes to faith, how do you get to that? Abhor that which is evil. Hate that which is good. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love and honor, preferring one another. Not slothful in business, serving in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing in faith and prayer. Distributing to the necessity of faith, given the hospitality. Now watch this. Bless them which persecute you. Bless and curse not. Wow. You know, in all honesty, the more that I have walked in my faith, the more I recognize that you know what? Even when ones have done against me, they laughed at him and said, hey, you healed all these other people and you saved people out of death, hell, and the grave and all kinds of tragedy. Why don't you heal yourself? If you walked on water, walked down off of that cross, you slipped through crowds and just disappeared on us, why don't you just slip down off of that cross as you say? All of that was coming against our Savior who was saved. Yet the Bible says he revived not once. He didn't fight for himself. He didn't protect himself. He didn't justify himself. Well, hallelujah. I know you probably don't. But with that being said, I got work to do. If you live, thank you. abundance of your goodness and your grace and your mercy, God. Lord, that you are changing us and building us up and making us whole.